Sloan Bella is with us, and we'll take your questions and comments in the next segment. I want to thank Jeff Redding, who just sent me a tweet and alerting me that it was he who called in the last time Sloan was on the show back in June. We were wondering which musician had claimed he had been perhaps possessed by the spirit of Jimi Hendrix. And Jeff was reminding me that it was Frank Marino, who was a musician in the band Mahogany Rush. Mahogany Rush. So thank you for that, Jeff. Hey, if you like what you're hearing tonight this morning, I invite you to check out my weekly syndicated radio show, The Conspiracy Show. It airs Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern out of Toronto, Canada on Zoomer Radio. That's AM 740, 96.7 FM. For more information and a list of affiliates, go to my website, strangeplanet.ca. And I also want to tell you about my brand new podcast. It just launched this week, Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can check it out and subscribe at iTunes or conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com or iTunes. All right, back to your calls for Sloan Bella right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM, and Sloan Bella is with us. Sloan, a question came in via email from Michelle, wanting to know if you're having, how do you know if you're having a genuine experience or if you're going crazy? How do you tell the difference?
Oh, gosh. I still don't know how to tell the difference, just so we're very clear about that. I guess you have to see. Well, see, it depends where your mindset's coming from it, because some of the psychic things can make you feel as though you're crazy. And when you tell people, they can make you feel like you're crazy for experiencing it, because let's face it, it's not something that's in the norm of our society. It's not logical. And I don't know that people who are crazy aren't having psychic experiences that they just can't handle. So I'm not sure there is that much of a distance between psychic and completely crazy. I think the fact that you think you might be going crazy, you're probably not going crazy. In other words, a truly mentally ill person doesn't really think that they're mentally ill. They'll tell you they're not mentally ill. A person who's psychic can be led to have a breakdown or have their circuits fried. That's what I like to say, like their circuits just completely fried, so that they seem like they're insane. And I don't really know how to tell. I felt like I've been crazy at times. I've learned to accept it's how I am. So whatever it is I am, this is just how I am. So I choose to see the world that way. And I don't let people label what my experiences are. I mean, if you're not harming yourself, I don't see what the harm in it is. But I don't really know how you would tell technically.
Now,
if I went to a doctor and said I'm hearing voices, that's the definition of certain kinds of mental illness. So, I mean, you know, it is, right?
Right, right. Speaking of which, are you able to take, how do you take a vacation? Are you able just to say, all right, for the next 2 weeks, I'm shutting all of this out? Can you even do that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, even if I could do that, I mean, I can ignore a lot of things. People will try to get readings out of me all the time, and I'm so good at just, like, shutting it down, as in I'm not responding. It doesn't mean I'm not picking up information. I would say more the problem with me on a vacation, and people who know me who are listening to the show will know this, is when I go home at Christmas to family members and it's Christmas and I want to sleep and rest. I've actually gotten into fights over the Christmas season because they want me to work at Christmas. So they want to kind of parade you around or take you out or say, oh, she's a psychic. Of course, that's like saying basically, you know, she's a hairdresser and everybody needs their hair trimmed. You know, they're going to start asking you questions. So that's more the problem when I'm on vacation, is people finding out what you do or accidentally saying something that you do, and then boom, you're kind of caught up in that conversation. It even happens at dinner. So it's just, you know, I have my ways of maneuvering around town. I have my, you know, order names in restaurants and places so people don't know that it's me. And that, I mean, those that know it's me, but others don't. And so I just kind of scoot around like that. But yeah, it's a big pain in the rear end. So no, there's no vacation time. But then again, maybe I'm going on that vacation because my mission is to actually help somebody for some reason, because we never know why we're doing what we're doing. So at times I just accept what it is and go ahead and do it anyway.
So the not surprisingly, no. People are lined up waiting to speak with you, Sloan. Now, what do you need from these people?
Okay, I want to first say something to you. I'm going out on a limb here with you, but you know how you were having trouble with the phone?
Yes.
Hearing me with the phone? You just said on your way out, she can't hear me. I could hear you. You have actually a gentleman trying to come through to talk to you. That's what the issue's been. So I'm sorry, I have to say it. I feel like it's a grandfather, and I feel for some reason like there's a connection to old cars, Ford cars in particular, the Ford brand of cars. I'm seeing that around you, and I feel like this man is trying, if he's not your grandfather particularly, he's of that age. And I mean, it's probably the 1930s, quite frankly, is what I'm seeing. 30s, 40s is when he was born, like more in the 30s. And I feel like he's trying to come through to you. I get it. There's a connection to cars, and there's this whole like flow that I'm seeing with you in particular. And I know you didn't ask me to do this. I'm seeing a whole flow of your work in the coming year that's kind of flashing in front of me. So you're riding a wave right now, and you're supposed to go forward with it. I know there's some confusion with you about that. The next 5 years for you look very different, okay? So when I come to the end of the 5 years, that's what he's been telling me. I think it's him that's been trying to mess with your phone line. I felt it twice. I kept hearing it. But I feel like he's a grandfather, and I'm not sure which side of the family it is, but I get the connection to the cars and the Ford brand. Like I'm looking at the Ford symbol on a car. On an old car, like somebody liked them, or they collected them, or they thought it was a good car.
Interesting. Well, that could be a number of people. Now, my father, my father was born in 1923. He passed away like 31 years ago.
Okay, father.
Could have been my dad. Yeah. And his first car, I remember his first car was a Model T, a Ford Model T.
There you go. He's showing me the Ford. Okay, so it's your father, not grandfather. I'm just going by the time frame he's born. I forget how old any of us are, and I'm thinking if you're born in the 20s, 30s, whatever, you're a grandfather type person. But yeah, I'm seeing the Ford car, but I feel like he's trying to get through to you. That's who it is. Talking about your career the next 5 years.
He spent a lifetime trying to get through to me, Sloan. And I wouldn't listen.
Guess what? He's really successful now because he's jamming up your phone line. So, yeah, okay, there you go, because I keep wanting to press on the Ford car. So that's what I'm seeing. But that's for you. And so there's a recognition of your work and how it's moving. And I think to me what that would mean when somebody's describing the way that I'm feeling, you're riding the wave, I'm feeling like you're following what you've always wanted to do, and there's a lot of pride and respect for that. That's how it feels to me. This doesn't feel negative in any way. It feels like I'm acknowledging you and where you're going in the next 5 years and where you've been and how you're following that strand of creation. Crazy.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And just something else just came to mind regarding the Ford. My little guys are always interested. They're interested in cars. I am not particularly, but they always want to know, well, what kind of car did Grandpa have and what kind of car do you remember?
Oh, guess what? He's filling their heads, so you can't get away from them.
I guess that's it. But the one car that we've been talking about recently was we had a 1966 Ford Meteor. They've been looking it up online. They wanted to see a picture. What does a 1966 Ford Meteor look like, and what do I remember about the car? So there you go. You nailed it.
Okay, that's for you. That's why the phones are messing up, because I have a brand new iPhone.
Oh, sure. Now it's my fault.
It is your fault.
I see what you're doing, turning it around like that. Very clever.
I had to do that. But no, that's your kids. That's exactly. He's coming through to them. The thoughts are. That's how the psychic thing works. The thoughts are being put in their head, and they're becoming focused on it because he's trying to connect with your family and your family life. So there, completed, done, good. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. Let's see.
Thanks for letting me do it.
Louise is in Alberta, Canada. Good morning, Louise. How are you?
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Sloan. Thank you for taking my call. It's funny you should say that about the phones. I have a full charge, new batteries, and somebody's been messing with mine, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what they do. They pick up on the energy. It's a matter of finding out who it is. Now, interestingly, Louise, what I get with you right off the bat, I have no idea who you're asking about, but I'm just going to just explain what I'm seeing. As soon as I hear your voice, I get a group of four to five family members. I get a connection to an Italian background with them and all around food and restaurant and food and restaurant. These are four or five people that have passed over on the other side, and I see them. There's a red tablecloth. That's what reminds me of Italian. I don't actually see the food, but I know they're in the restaurant. And I feel like this connection is something that you miss. So it's either the family dinners or the time of year when the family sat down. And I do feel like they're a lot different from you, yet very similar to you. I think you lived a different life than them, and you kind of think back onto that life or that time in your life.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we have not really been in touch for the last 9 months.
Okay, and so you're missing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're missing it. Is there an Italian connection? Because I've seen the red tablecloth still.
Oh, wow. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
I have had open heart surgery about just a little over a year and a half ago. And I had taken a bad fall, landed on my chest on a chair rung, and two of the five wires in my chest had opened up, and it's been very painful since. What do you see happening?
Okay, I'm assuming you've talked to your doctor, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. Just had to check that.
Actually, it was just on Friday.
Okay, first thing is, I feel like within the next month, I feel like there's conversation. Okay, I'm assuming it's after Christmas, because, you know, between now and the first week people go back to work. I feel like there's conversation about what to do to correct this, and I feel like there's three different opinions. I see you talking to three different people about it. I do feel like it's going to get cleared up. It does feel like there's some kind of a surgery in the early part of March of this coming year, 2018, but it's very brief and very easy. So it feels very quick, like it's a very quick kind of surgery.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it feels like that. You have to actually, you're correcting your thinking. Is somebody telling you to think differently? You're wanting them to change the equipment that they use, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Your thinking is correct. They don't seem to want to do this, or they are trying to tell you why they don't want to do this, I think.
So I should just pursue in my thinking, right?
Oh, your thinking is accurate. Yeah, I'm getting that the way that you're thinking about how your body is working and what needs to happen is actually accurate for your body, okay? I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. So
exactly, yes.
But, yeah, your instinct is correct with this. And it's the early part of March, and it's a very quick surgery. It's actually easily fixed.
Oh,
I mean, as far as surgery is concerned, like, it's not easy for me to do, but it's easy for them to do. And it will be easily fixed for you, and then it feels like it restores your energy. And then I'm seeing you going on, it's by May, I'm seeing you travel around, and there's a lot of young people that you're seeing. So these are people in your family that are having babies or people that are bringing small children. You're in the process of going around from like May through the early part of July. I feel like physically you have a lot of energy and are able to do this. I don't know if you have that now and just don't because you're in pain, but I feel then it's cleared up and that's where your focus is. So I feel like you're going
to
be okay.
Do you have relatives expecting babies, Louise? Do you have some relatives expecting babies?
There is actually.
And I wanted to go back to the Italian restaurant. Is that true that you have relatives that have an Italian restaurant?
Not an Italian restaurant, but we have been lots of times meeting in different restaurants, and some have been Italian.
Yeah, I'm seeing the red tablecloth in the Italian, but is there a background in your family that's Italian? Because they're really pointing that out to me.
Okay.
Wow. Do you have that in your genetics?
I'm sorry?
Do you have Italian do you have a background that Italian ancestry?
Yes, there is some way back.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm seeing these five, it's four to five people. I actually think it's five people. That they're the ones. I'm not sure that these are relatives that if you know them, I'm assuming they passed when you were very young, but I get the Italian connection. This is the side of the family I see focused on you. Around you, kind of paying attention to you, and that I believe they're trying to encourage you to connect more like an Italian family because it feels like you're missing the family connection.
That's
what I feel the message is for you.
Yes.
All right. Louise, thank you so much for the call, and I wish you all the best with your medical procedure, and I wish you a speedy recovery. Thank you for calling. Wild card again, Vanessa is in Granada Hills, California.
Granada Hills.
Granada, I know where you are. You're down the street from me. Hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm close to you?
Yeah, I'm over in Burbank. Yes. Well, you're in Granada Hills. I'm in Burbank. So, yeah, we're two freeways apart. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, my question is, I was offered a job, and mm-hmm. I want to know if it's for real, and if it's not, what I should do.
Okay, you want to know if it's for real, so you believe that people are offering you a job. I know what you're saying. I'm being facetious. Okay, so tell me, what is your birthday, Vanessa?
9/9/70.
Okay. Actually, were you offered this job the first time 6 months ago?
Possibly.
Okay, because
he might have mentioned it.
I feel like the job is truthful, but I feel like they don't have it put together correctly. So that's why you're feeling it's not for real, because they don't really know what they're doing. So this is a timing issue with you. And I feel the timing clears up in the early part of February. So I feel you have a few more months until they actually step forward with a correct job description for you, because it keeps changing. I feel like this is changing all around you. That's why you feel it isn't a real job. But I do feel like you have more than one job offer coming to you. To me, I feel like if somebody is calling you, it's really weird. It's like 2 or 3 days after Christmas. I have no idea why anybody would be calling you for a job at that point in time. But that's when I feel it's going to happen. So before we end this year, I actually feel like you have an opportunity for a different job than the one you're speaking of. The one you're speaking of is, to me, seems to come with a legitimate description in February. That's how I would word it. And I feel it going back about 6 months. I just feel they don't know what they're doing is what I feel with it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, does that make sense to you?
It does. I'm hoping it's not a scam. And I'm wondering, and there could be a lot of money involved. So because I've picked up on some things that are not that I don't think are being entirely truthful. So that's why
because they don't know what they're doing with the job. In February, it'll be very clear to you because it'll be a specific job description. So it'll be very specific. So you'll be able to say, I do A, B, and C. It is a little bit crooked. They are trying to do that, but I do see the potential to make money with it. But I actually feel you have another job coming through. If you feel that way, trust your instinct with it and take the first job that comes through before the end of the year.
And you feel that's a good one?
Yeah, I feel it's a good one. It's weird they're calling right after Christmas, but it's
somebody has
given your name or somebody has referred you for it, and I just feel like you should take it. I mean, it's a weird timing, but that one feels legitimate, and it's not at all what you're talking about with the other job. It's a totally different energy.
Do you know the field?
I don't see the field of it. I do know that they want you. The only thing I'm seeing is that you gather a lot of information and you compile it. So I wouldn't go as far as to say research with it, because it doesn't feel like that kind of job, but it's like they want you to put things together and bring it to them. So I want to say collection of some kind, or collection of data of some kind.
I'm good at that.
Okay, yeah, that's
all
what
right.
I feel.
Vanessa, all the best with that job offer. I hope that comes through for you.
Me too.
All right. All right, Sloan, we're heading into a break, and we'll get to some more calls right after this. Charles Bradley taking us into the break with Heartaches and Pain right here on Coast to Coast AM. Just a reminder, tonight, George Norrie back in the air chair here on Coast to Coast AM, and he'll be speaking with a leading orthopedic spine surgeon, Dr. David Hanscom, about alternative pain treatments. And then in the second half, British journalist and renowned games expert Tristan Donovan will discuss the incredible and often surprising history and psychology of board games. All right, your phone calls await. Questions and comments for psychic medium Sloan Bella on the other side, right here on Coast to Coast AM. We are back with Sloan Bella here on Coast to Coast AM, and we go to the wildcard line. Armando is in Diamond Bar, California. Armando, welcome.
Good evening.
You have a question for Sloan Bella.
Hi. Yes, Bella, my mom just recently passed in December, and I'm just basically wanting to know if you could sense how she's doing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. Can you give me your mother's name, please? First name.
First name, Olivia.
Okay. Okay. The first thing I get, I don't know what this references to, but I'm getting, as she was passing, I feel like you had 2 days notice till she passed, or you were with her the last 2 days. She's showing me, I'm not seeing her face, but I'm seeing it kind of sideways, peripherally. She's showing me the prayers that she heard. It's as if the prayers were answered. So was somebody, did you call somebody in to pray for her or pray with her or pray for her?
Beside ourselves, yes, a couple of different people.
Okay, because she's acknowledging that the prayers were answered. That's the first thing I want to say. I'm actually seeing it, but I'm not sure if it's her I'm seeing. If I am seeing her, it's her when she was a lot younger. So she's kind of showing me a sideways glance to herself. I do feel like she was crossed over by a shorter, lighter-haired woman. Your mother had dark hair, correct?
When she was younger, she had red hair.
Okay. Who's the woman with the long, dark hair? Because I'm seeing the woman with the long, dark hair, and then I'm seeing somebody who's shorter with lighter hair. These two are together. I'm not sure who crossed you over, but one of them is your mother. So I was assuming it was a dark-haired woman. In her early 20s, did she have dark hair? In her early 20s. I'm seeing her looking like this. For some reason, she's showing me this. It's like she came from somewhere else and came here. So there's two different, distinctly different lives with her. She's showing me the prayers. So I feel like this is, she's processing something right now. I do feel, interesting, because I almost want to say to you that you have to be patient for her to come through to you. So you've been asking her to give you a sign, actually, that she's okay to you yourself at home, correct?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, he said yes. He said that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, you have to have patience with this, with her, because I feel at the moment like it's not going to happen right now, but I feel it is going to happen. So I feel like you're going to know she's okay, but it isn't right this second. For some reason, I feel like there's other things that you have to focus on and not neglect right now. There's a younger female in the family. Like, I feel you need to pay attention to her at the moment, not necessarily at your mother's passing, although that's ridiculous to say because she just passed. But I feel like you have to turn your attention towards the younger female that is on this side. I feel like it has to go that way.
Does that make sense, Armando?
Sort of.
Okay, I feel like the younger female you have to focus on, not your mother's passing right now, but I feel like she's okay because she's saying, I'm hearing the prayers were answered. So I'm seeing the people praying and that the prayers were answered. I want to say there was a lighter-haired woman who was kind of curvy or round, if you will, with shorter, wavy hair and lighter than your mother's that crossed her over. I don't know who this was to her. I feel almost like it was an older aunt, but one of three. So I feel like it was one of three sisters, but this would be the older aunt on that side. I feel like this woman crossed her over. So I feel like she went, was your mother actually like, was she raised like in a convent or connected to that for some reason?
Mm-hmm. She did stay at a religious school in high school for about a year.
Okay, I almost feel like the woman I'm describing that's like an older aunt is somebody connected to like a convent or a Catholic or something along this line who crossed her over. So I feel like this is somebody that came to get her, but she's saying the prayers were answered.
So okay, Armando.
Yes,
indeed. Armando, thank you so much for the call. Sorry about your mother's passing. Sloan, how long after someone passes are they able to reach out to you, to their loved ones from the spirit world? I mean, is there a process? Does it take time?
It's so individual with each person. With Armando, he actually is in the process, like around his energy, he has a big wall up because he wants to know about his mother, but yet he doesn't want to know because he hasn't really accepted it. This is probably something all of us go through when somebody passes. So in that sense, it's hard for them to come through when there's a lot of grief around them. But sometimes people pass and within hours you can feel them. Like I'm talking like if they die last hour, you could, their energy's here because they were ready to get off the planet. So there's no transition time for them. They pop out and they're gone. The more that you leave behind on this side that you don't want to leave behind, I think that those are the people that take a little bit longer to connect with because they have to get used to where they are and what's happened. It's not like we know that we die all the time because sometimes we're in hospitals, we're on drugs. I mean, being medicated in hospitals. And so there's not a definite understanding of it. I would say from my experience, it's probably like anywhere from 4 to 6 months after a person has passed that their energy becomes clearer to me. Although his mother was there, but it was kind of off peripherally. It wasn't stepping in, the energy wasn't stepping in front of me, but she was there enough to say that the prayers were answered, which is enough to say that I'm assuming that's a good thing, right? Like, that's good.
One would assume, absolutely.
Yeah, so in that sense, that's part, but I bet you in 6 months, she'll be able to come through clearer and come through stronger, because sometimes their energy has to acclimate. And sometimes you never hear from people because people will come to me and they'll say, oh, I'd like to talk to whoever, their mom, their dad, their cousin, somebody that they love. And there'll be everybody but that person coming through, because keep in mind, it's up to the spirit on the other side, the person, whether they choose to come through and communicate with us. It's not like I can just conjure them up. I mean, I know they show that in movies all the time, but it's a two-way communication. So it depends on my skill level, and it depends on their energy level, and it depends on whether they're willing to come through. And sometimes people come through who have a need to talk to us, not who we need to talk to. So sometimes to clear their energy as they move on, they come through because they have to say something to us, and it may not be who the person wants to talk to. That's happened a lot with like adopted people or people that don't know their family lineage. I'll get tons of people and they're like, well, I wasn't really close to that person. I'm like, that's not really the point. The person is trying to say something to you, you know, that like, in other words, we have a goal of who we want to speak to, but on the other side, they have a goal of when they want to come through and how they want to choose to speak to us. Because again, it's free will. Both sides of it is free will.
Right, right. Let's go to the wild card line again. Elaine is in Fort Myers, Florida. Good morning, Elaine. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. I originally was going to call in about another issue, but I've changed my mind since I've been on a hold.
You're allowed.
I want to ask if how my sister Nancy is doing. She's with my mother and my father, and I have breast cancer, and what they all might think about that, because I'm scared.
Okay, of course you're scared. All right. I mean, it was a scary thing to find out. Did you find out about the breast cancer at the early part of this year, so about a year ago?
Just a few months ago.
Okay, I feel the body was a little bit out of step starting in the beginning of this year with you. The breast cancer is interesting. Okay, this is a very strange thing to say to you, but you're asking what they think about it. Of course, nobody wants you to have breast cancer on either side, this side or the other side. But what I'm actually seeing, and I don't know what this means, but I've never said this to anybody in my life, I feel like you need to eat more nuts. That's a really weird thing to say, but they're showing me like nuts and nut oil. I don't know what the heck that means or if that's a form of treatment or something you're doing. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I get. Now, when you're talking about your sister, Nancy, I feel at the time, for some reason, I feel like she had a hard time communicating when she was in life on this side, okay? I feel like she went in and out of different moods, and so it was difficult to always connect with her for the people around her.
Is that true, Elaine, about Nancy? Was she difficult to communicate with while she was living?
When she first died back in 1971, She immediately communicated with me and has...
No, when she was living, honey, when she was alive.
Oh, yeah, we were super close.
No. I'm feeling like... That's not what I'm saying. I'm feeling like she had trouble communicating because of her moods when she was alive. I feel like she had trouble speaking to people. She seemed to isolate and come out and isolate and come out. She was around and then gone, around and gone. That's how I feel her energy. I'm not talking about when she died. I'm talking about before she died.
Yeah, she, I guess both of us did have that. We were really close before she died. I was only 21 and she was only 17.
I'm just saying to you, I feel like she had a hard time communicating on this side of the planet, okay? So on this side. What I will say to you is...
On this side, she did.
When she was alive.
Like I do.
when she passed over, okay, I feel like since she's been passed over, she had a stronger connection to your mother. I don't see your dad in the connection with that, okay? So he seems to be off on the side. So I feel like the energy of your father went in a different direction. I feel like your sister and mother did communicate, but are not actually like, I don't know how to word this, together right at the second right now. I don't feel like that's the case, but I do feel like they connected, and I feel like that was resolved. I'm feeling with your breast cancer like you're not going to pass. I don't feel like this is an issue. I feel like it's going to freak you out, and I feel like there's an 8-month kind of treatment thing that going forward as we speak, and I feel like for the next 3 years you will deal with it. And I feel like in 5 years you'll deal with it. And I feel like in 8 years you'll deal with it. So I don't feel like anything's happening with the breast cancer immediately. I'm jumping ahead 8 years and I'm still seeing you dealing with your health. But I want to say to you again, I don't know what that is with the nut oil, but I keep getting this. Is this something you eat in your diet? Do you eat too much of it or you don't eat enough of it?
Does that make sense?
Nuts or nut oil?
Nuts or nut oil?
Yes.
So, what kind of nut oil?
For some reason, it's connected to the breast cancer. I'm assuming it has something to do with the treatment. I'm not sure what it is, but I actually heard to tell you that. So I'm saying it's an absurd thing to say, but I'm saying it. This is what I heard to say. So.
All right, we'll leave that out there for you to contemplate, Elaine. All the best with your battle with breast cancer, and let's go to the wild card line once again. A lot of wild card line calls tonight. Jim is in North Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Hi there,
Sloan. My question is, location wise, where should I be?
Okay. Oh, you're funny. Okay. Okay. Now, I don't know where this is to where you are right now, but 50 miles southwest of where you are. Do you know what that is? Because I don't, but that's what I'm actually hearing to tell you specifically.
Yes.
So a town that's 50 miles from where you are, more south and more west of where you're located.
Okay.
Does that make any sense, Jim?
Yes, easily found on a map.
Okay. And the reason you want to move right now is why? Because I feel like I'm a little bit hesitant for you to make a decision right now. I feel like you should wait maybe halfway through next year because I feel like your situation will change. Is this something you want to do right now?
It's not so much right now. The situation is where I would be able to move. And I'm just curious as to whether I should be looking to keep roots here or stay available to move.
I feel you're going to stay available to move, and I feel like it's 6 months from now, like more halfway through next year, so 7 months because we've got one more month. So I feel like it's halfway through next year.
Jim, right. What could be 50 miles
50
southwest
miles
where you are
southwest.
That's calling you?
What are cities?
What could be calling you?
Well, I'll have to look on the map to get the exact ones, but it'll be easily found.
Do you go
all
in
right.
that direction?
I have no information now other than what you just said,
But, that's where I'm seeing. I heard to tell you that, and I have no idea what city that would be. I can tell you that I feel it's going to open you up to making money in a different way. So I feel it's a lucrative decision for you. That's why I wouldn't want you to make it right now, because I feel like it has something to do with the way you make a living and how that happens. Mm-hmm. So I feel that's why it's halfway through next year as opposed to now.
Okay,
all right,
great.
You've got your direction. Go Southwest, young man. Yes. On the international line, Mike is in Ontario, Canada. Mike, good morning.
How are you this morning? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there.
I have a question. I suffer brain fog, and okay. I have a lot of deja vu. Is that an untapped psychic ability?
Okay, deja vu is really an interesting thing, because when you have it, it means you're right in tune energetically with where you're supposed to be. That's the reason that you actually feel like you've been there before, because you're exactly on target. So it's like you have a destination to get to and you've hit your marker. That's what a deja vu actually is. It's you aligning energetically and purposefully with where you should be at that exact moment in time. That's kind of why you remember it, or you think you remember it. The other part, you said you have brain fog as well?
Yeah, I've been suffering brain fog for 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, that actually seems to be connected to, when I'm looking, that seems to have started in the lower part of your body and be connected to an autoimmune issue. Have you been tested?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I actually feel like that's fixable for you, but I'm wondering if you are you concerned enough about it to go get it fixed, because I feel like it's fixable.
Oh, I'd love to have it fixed. I'd love to have the tinnitus in my ears fixed too. I've been to all kinds of specialists about the tinnitus, and nobody seems to be able to give me any answers on anything.
Yeah, I feel like this actually is autoimmune with you. And I feel when you say you've had it that long, I feel like you kind of just, it slowly crept up on you. I do feel like there's a way to correct it, but you actually have to start asking not just your doctors, but other people around you, because I feel like the information is going to come from a third party that isn't, quote, a doctor. It's somebody who's experienced what you've experienced. And it's interesting because I get it starting in the lower part of your body. So I'm wondering, do you have anything like sore joints or swelling in the lower part of your body? Like, I almost want to say arthritis, but that's not what it is.
Well, I've broken several bones in my lower part of my body, my knee and my hip. And
is there swelling from this? Because I feel like that's the part of the body where all of the other things are coming from.
Mike, I think the best thing is as Sloan said, get to a doctor and have that checked out. Sloan, we are out of time. It has flown by, and as always, appreciate time spent with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Richard, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you so much.
Good night. For George Norrie, George Napoli's Alliance, Stephanie Smith, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galante, Chris Burrows, Greg Bishop, Mike Cosio, Donna Walker, and here in Toronto, Nathan Smith, Scotty Guest, and Courtney Eves. I'm Richard Serrett. Thank you for your ears and your voices, your beautiful voices. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.